This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Woo-wee, one of you guys is grumpy. Woo-wee, one of you guys is mad. You are mad. I can't read the email. On air, you're cussing. But if I could highlight what you're saying is apparently you don't like the fact that I'm teaching Spanish. English is the primary language of America, you say? And why are we trying so hard to make people learn Spanish? All right? And you could see where it kind of goes from there. I don't want to read it on air. A lot of bad words, a lot of anger, a lot of people mad. But I brought it up because I don't really get a lot of nasty emails. Usually the emails are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you know, your show could be better. But that's kind of the nicest, okay, I get with my email. This was apparently people are pretty mad. And I, you know, teach the medical students medical Spanish. And I, self-taught my medical and health Spanish fluency. I took all 4 years in high school plus eighth grade Spanish, so 5 years of Spanish. And I just keep trying to learn the language to be more and more fluent every day. And it's an issue. It's a very controversial issue on, you know, what is the primary language of, the United States, and why are we quiescing to other nationalities, other languages, and it's a concern. And I get this. And you know, when I was in school, all right, you know, the argument we said, and it wasn't considered racist or anything bad, was an argument that a lot of us medical students had, even those of us that liked learning another language, was how are we supposed to learn all this? We barely get our medicinal names down, figuring out both brand and generic, because every medicine has two names. So not only do you have to memorize the medicines and what they do and the risk factors and the interactions with other medications, you also have to memorize both names. Now, we do it. I don't know how the human mind can, but, you know, amlodipine and Norvasc, metformin, glucophage, Lipitor, atorvastatin, we just do. Okay? You just learn. But it was very intimidating for medical students who were having patients that they couldn't speak to. And it wasn't just, you know, Latina patients. It was patients from the Philippines. It was patients from Thailand. It was patients from, we had an Israeli patient once. And nobody could speak Hebrew. I spoke a little bit, but I didn't, you know, he didn't have an interpreter with him. And so, you know, we were told as students, well, tough. It's your patient. It doesn't matter what language they speak. It's your patient. Okay, you know, you have somebody in front of you that you have to take care of. If you can't understand them and they can't understand you, get an AT&T operator on the phone. And AT&T operators at the time would find a translator. You would have to wait. They would get a hold of that translator, and then that translator would do the translating for you. I personally didn't like doing that. One, it took a lot of time. And two is, what if something got lost in translation? So on my own, I decided to try to learn as much about these other languages as possible. Tried to learn some Italian, tried to learn some French, but not enough to be fluent, because you need to get the nuances of language. You know, we were talking about in the last hour of this video that went viral of a Canadian woman wanting a white doctor that didn't have brown teeth that spoke English. And she goes on this rant that has gone viral in terms of, you know, why, you know, where did this come from? You know, why such a racial rant? And, you know, and I talked about how it's not that uncommon seeing the flip side, where you will have Vietnamese patients asking for a Vietnamese doctor. And it has nothing to do with, you know, racial preference. It's, you know, the language, it's easier to communicate with somebody if you're Vietnamese and your doctor's Vietnamese. And there's also cultural things that are understood. Same thing with Hispanic patients and Hispanic doctors. You know, it's a very American ideology of, okay, you're going to be on this medication for a long period of time. You're on maintenance medications. Whereas many of my Latina patients were like, well, no, I drank it, I took it once, and I should be done. And so, you know, depending on, you know, their culture and their upbringing, you need to be able to understand that culture. For me, as an American, I you know, have to, you know, learn a lot of people's cultures. And so it's not that uncommon for somebody of another culture, someone who's Iranian asking for an Iranian doctor, someone who's Ethiopian asking for an Ethiopian physician. Okay, that's not uncommon. But when you have somebody white asking for a white doctor, it didn't go well. It didn't go well at all. And she embarrassed her kids. She embarrassed herself. And, you said, well, I need somebody that speaks English. Well, that doesn't necessarily mean they have to be white. You know, there's lots of physicians out there that speak English, you know, that are of multiple ethnicities. So, you know, when it comes to, you know, Spanish, should Spanish be included as America's language? I look at America as a melting pot. There are so many languages spoken here. And Spanish, to me, there's multiple dialects of Spanish. You know, Spanish from Mexico is much different from Spanish from Cuba or Puerto Rico or Costa Rica or Nicaragua. And so I don't know what the answer is, but I don't think that people should be insulted. And I, surely including myself, for wanting to expand people's minds and teach people another language. You know, it's very rare we as Americans to only know one language, where most other countries make sure all their students are bilingual. And, you know, you hear a lot of parents having issues. Why does my kid have to take Latin or French or Spanish? Because that's how we used to educate our children. Our children had to learn another language. They had to learn a musical instrument. They had to learn poetry, Shakespeare. You know, they had to read. You know, somebody could say, oh, my gosh, why are you making them read that book? You know, that book wasn't even written in America. A lot of books were written in America. America's only been around since the 1700s. You know, there are great pieces of work, including the Bible, that are non-American. So, you know, I understand the frustration people have. Okay? I like that, you know, English is America's language. But I also think it's very advantageous to learn another language. And so any recommendation to learn a second language should not be politicized. All right? It's an academic issue. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone, because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Manny who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so for any of you that have breast implants, they say it increases the risk of a false heart attack diagnosis, according to new research. They say one expert noted 38% had abnormal EKG results. A separate expert analyzed the same recordings and noted the figure as being 57%. But if you didn't have breast implants, the first expert found all had normal EKGs. The second expert noted all but one had normal outcomes on their EKG. So, if you have breast implants, you may want to tell the doctor before you have the EKG. EKGs, what they do is they assess the heart's electrical activity. There's a pretty predictive way, a pretty predictive fashion of how the heart conducts its electricity. And so if the electricity looks off, then that tells us the heart muscle is not conducting the electricity perfectly. And if the heart muscle doesn't conduct the electricity, that means something's wrong with the heart muscle. What could be wrong with the heart muscle? It's not getting good blood flow. And lack of good blood flow to the heart means you've probably been having heart attacks. Or lack of blood flow or infarctions. So EKGs are one of the cheapest, most amazing tools out there to pick up heart disease. Now, they're not highly specific. They're more sensitive, meaning if you have something wrong, they're going to pick it up, but just because it's normal doesn't mean you're in the clear, okay? They say researchers believe having surgically enhanced breasts disrupt the EKG readings. Now, the reason why is, so when you have leads put on, if you've never had an EKG, men also, we put one lead to the right of the sternum, and the sternum is your breastbone, one lead to the left of the sternum, and then we start going a little bit more out, you know, more towards your arm, but around the heart. And then until the final one is in the mid-axillary line, so right under the underarm. You have the mid-clavicular, which is kind of straight down under the clavicle, the middle of the clavicle. And then you also have one, on the side, which is going to be the mid-axillary line, because we're trying to pick up the electrical activity from the lateral part of the heart. And the EKG picks up this electricity, and then it gets printed out on a piece of paper. But if you have a breast implant, does that interfere with how these electrodes can pick up the electricity? Lead author Dr. Sok Sitakun Bun from Princess Grace Hospital, Monaco, said the main difference between the two groups of women were the breast implants, so we think the abnormal EKG recordings were false readings due to the implant. So they looked at 28 women with breast implants, 20 without. All of the study participants were healthy with no known heart disease. The EKGs were performed on all the participants. The results were separately analyzed by two experts. Because, again, somebody could read it going, oh, it's abnormal, and then somebody else could be like, no, it's fine. So among the women with breast implants, one expert found 38% of these EKG results to be abnormal. Daily Mail reports that the second expert noted it to be 57%. So here you are with breast implants, and you could be possibly being diagnosed with a heart condition. Why? Because a breast implant is interrupting the electricity. So if so, then what you need to do is, what you want to do is you want to be, you know, forthcoming and let them know. Now, this is an interesting sub-story. They say your car may be able to predict if you're about to have a heart attack. Toyota, this is fascinating, is developing a new technology that predicts your risk of suffering a heart attack behind the wheel, and it will bring the car to a safe stop. The system is currently in development, but Toyota hopes it'll have preliminary results by 2020. Toyota is working with Michigan Medicine to develop the technology. Dr. Kai Von Najarian is leading the study. Says Toyota discussed how they wanted to move towards technology that can monitor and analyze the physiology of the person driving and to predict if they're going to have adverse cardiac events. But the technology obviously is going to have some issues. They say you can't have clinical-grade monitoring devices in the vehicle. You need to use a high-quality monitoring device in the vehicle that, despite all the in-vehicle noise, would reliably register the driver's EKG without being large and obtrusive. Now, this is crucial for older drivers. You know, many people say, I never let grandma or grandpa drive my kids. And you're like, why not? You know, they're crappy drivers. No, they're fine. They're good drivers. Just, I don't know if they're going to have a heart attack in the middle of the drive, in the middle of the commute. And we hear of these rare instances where kids have to take over the wheel. Grandpa passed out. Maybe he had a coronary event. Maybe he had a seizure. Maybe he had a stroke. And the kid had to figure out how to get to the brake. You know, it's very, very hard. I've tried to, you know, teach my kids how to drive, and I can't reach the brake from where I am. You know, you guys have seen my son. He's a big guy. And I can't get my leg in there to hit the brake if he's in the driver's seat. And so that's why you probably have to have a stick. You have to have, you know, The driver's ed cars are great where you have control of the car in the passenger side. But, you know, in most cars, no. And so, you know, I've kind of warned my kids to go, look, you know, grandpa's healthy, thank God, knock on wood. But, you know, do you know how to stop a car? Do you know what to do if, God forbid, anything happens? You know, my son who knows how to drive does. The other one, you know, no. And again, how many of us have been in the passenger side completely vulnerable when something happened in the driver's side? And so, my mom too. I love my mom. I think she drives amazingly. You know, but I'm like, you know what, I'll drive you, Mom. You know, just because I just get nervous about being at the passenger side if, God forbid, anything happens to the driver's side. So, but many times grandma or grandpa has to drive with somebody else. And so if there could be some sort of monitoring going on, right, that can, you know, slow the car down, the problem is, you know, funny heart rhythms could happen, you know, way before a heart attack happens, or funny heart rhythms could happen. Somebody's not necessarily having a cardiac event. So I see why the technology sounds good, but it may not be that realistic. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so, you know, this story that was so heartbreaking about this teenager who had the brain-eating amoeba and his family is suing, we have a little bit more information. So a family of an Ohio teen that died last year of contracting a brain-eating amoeba during a whitewater rafting trip last June has filed a wrongful death suit against a North Carolina recreational facility. Now, Lauren Seitz died in June 2016. She contracted a meningoencephalitis when she was thrown overboard during a rafting trip near Charlotte. Now, some people would say, well, who could be responsible for all the lakes, you know, and all the rivers? Well, apparently there was supposed to be some sort of a treatment of the water. And the family is claiming that this particular park had those mechanisms in place and there was no warnings for people. The deadly infection that unfortunately this girl got was the amoeba Naegleria fowleri. So, you know, this is the time of year where people go swimming, especially in warm water areas. And most of these cases of this meningoencephalitis occur in the southeast. You know, and that's where the waters are really warm. It's funny, you don't hear about it a lot in the southwest, so that's hotter than hot, especially right now. But there's something about the natural water systems that these amoeba like. And they also like to camp out in the silt that's at the bottom of the, if I'm pronouncing that right, at the bottom of the pond or water. So this amoebic meningoencephalitis caused by N. fowleri, it's a single-celled organism. And it's called PAM, primary amoebic meningoencephalitis, which is what it could cause. They basically swim up the nose, destroys the brain tissue, causes swelling and death. And so if you go underwater, have that force, you mix up the bottom of the, you know, the bottom of the lake bed or the pond, it pushes it up. And then unfortunately, if you're underwater, it could go up into the nose and into the brain. So the amoeba likes lakes, rivers, streams, and warm water locations, but they can also live in swimming pools. So you know how a lot of our swimming pools turn green? These can live there too. If somebody gets infected with this, they'll start out with a headache, then a fever, may also get seizures, stiff neck, vomiting, because, again, it's affecting the brain, like a meningitis. And they say there were 143 known U.S. infections from 1962 to 2016. 139 of these 143 were fatal. So a couple people survived, but it's rare. So we treat you with miltefosine. It's a drug that we used to use for breast cancer, and it's something that they could do, but it's not 100%, obviously. One survivor, luckily, was treated early, and he got a cocktail of drugs and made it. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so about a year or two ago, there was this fad where you take a teaspoon or two of coconut oil. And I even tried it. I stopped probably after the fourth or fifth teaspoon. Because I just got the instinct that it was going to start raising my cholesterol. Because I've always had good cholesterol. And I just didn't like swallowing extra oil. You know? But I have to admit, my appetite was kept down. I take a teaspoon or two of the coconut oil, mix it in some juice, And I noticed my appetite went down a little bit, but, you know, like with everything, it's a placebo, it's a fad. Well, the American Heart Association released a report last week advising against using coconut oil. The Dietary Fats and Cardiovascular Disease Advisory reviewed existing data on saturated fat, showing coconut oil increased LDL bad cholesterol in 7 out of 7 controlled trials. Researchers didn't see a difference between coconut oil and other oils high in saturated fat like butter, beef fat, and palm oil. In fact, 82% of the fat in coconut oil is saturated. And remember, saturated fat's not good. And even more so than butter, which was at 63%, beef fat 50%, and pork lard at 39%. They say because coconut oil increases LDL cholesterol, the cause of cardiovascular disease, and has no known offsetting favorable effects, we advise against the use of coconut oil. So Frank Sachs, lead author of the report, says he has no idea why people think coconut oil is healthy. It's almost 100% fat, you know, and maybe there were these weight loss studies that said, oh, you know, it's a medium chain triglyceride and, you know, they have more medium chain triglycerides than others. And, you know, and that's why I would say, you know, eat coconut. Okay, you know, if you want to get coconut oil, maybe eat coconut, but I don't want people drinking the actual oil. They say, you know, the AHA recommends eating no more than 6% saturated fat as part of a total daily calories for those who need to lower cholesterol, which means French fries, potatoes, eggs. Now, some of you will say, you know what, I'm good. I don't eat red meat. At the most, I'll eat a chicken sandwich, you know, from maybe McDonald's or whatever, and I'll eat vegetables or whatever. A lot of those chicken sandwiches, not so much from McDonald's, but from a lot of fast food places, are sprayed with butter, or the bread has a butter spray. So not only is there fat in chicken, but for them to season it, you know, it's very interesting because I've gone to some restaurants, and their chicken breast is so bland. I was in a restaurant in New York, and listen, New York City has some of the best food. But every place I seem to pick, because it looks healthy, the food is blander than bland. Yet you get a chicken sandwich from, like, Wendy's. It tastes so good. Well, who knows? Maybe it's because there's butter. So they say, before you trash your coconut oil, know that saturated fat is a loaded term. They say the AHA warns against it. People who cut saturated fat out of their diet might not necessarily lower their heart disease risk, according to a 2015 BMJ review. They say that's because some people fill the void with sugar, white flour, and empty calories. Also, some fat is important to help bodies absorb nutrients from other food. Many said butter has gotten a bad reputation. Yeah, for years we switched to margarine, especially in the 80s. And maybe, you know, just a little pat of butter would have been a lot healthier than loading up a whole bunch of margarine. You know, it's very interesting what happens with I told you years ago that I had a diabetic patient that came in, and she said, I haven't eaten sugar now in weeks, and I was so proud of you. You know, she goes, but I had a whole bag of Laura Scudder's the other day. And I guess Laura Scudder's was a diabetic cookie, but she ate a whole bag of it. I would have almost much rather she just had one regular cookie and gotten her fill on that than having to go through a whole bag of sugar-free stuff. You know, people will eat a Weight Watchers product or whatever. And they go, well, because I have that, I'm good, and I can eat a little bit more of something else. You know, in order for us to, you know, fight obesity, we need to really, attack the idea of, we really have to attack the idea of, you know, oh, I want to eat this. You know, my boys have had a contest among themselves. Who could be without soda for the longest time? And I think they're at a year and a half mark. And my son said the other day, I just don't want it. You know, when you haven't drunk it in so long, when I look at it, I'm like, I just don't want it. I just reach for the water or the juice. And so good for them, they stop soda. And, maybe that's what you have to do. You have to maybe tell yourself no, you know, like for me, no ice cream. I'm just not going to be eating ice cream. I wish I could do that with cake, because I still like cake and cookies. I do that with Brussels sprouts. I go, no Brussels sprouts. And I don't eat the Brussels sprouts. That's really easy. so easy for me to pass by a bunch of Brussels sprouts and not eat them. All right, now, olive oil's in the news. Temple University research shows extra virgin olive oil protects against memory loss, preserves the ability to learn, and reduces conditions associated with Alzheimer's disease. So, olive oil may stave off Alzheimer's. Very easy to test that. Just look at people on a Mediterranean diet. If you have a lot of Greeks and, Italians and Israelis who use olive oil a lot in their foods, Middle Eastern, and they don't seem to get Alzheimer's as easily, you know you got something there. Researchers at the college's Lewis Katz School of Medicine found mice with EVOO, so EVOO is extra virgin olive oil, enriched diets had better memories and learning abilities compared to the rodents who didn't eat the oil. They say the real effect of that oil appeared in the inner workings of the mice's brains. They say neuron connections of the brain were better preserved in those with an EVOO diet. They say olive oil also reduces brain inflammation, activates the autophagy process that really takes away intracellular debris and toxins. Such debris and toxins are firm markers of Alzheimer's disease, as we know. So if the reduction of the cleansing mechanism and the sanitation mechanism occurs, unfortunately, that could lead to Alzheimer's. So you want to enhance it. They say olive oil is a cornerstone of the Mediterranean diet. It has various health benefits. So I wonder if maybe we should be taking in a teaspoon of olive oil. I don't think they've been recommending that yet. They're just saying use olive oil in your foods. They say the thinking that extra virgin olive oil is better than fruits and vegetables alone. It's a monounsaturated vegetable fat, which is much healthier than saturated animal fats. The two groups of mice did different appearances after months in their respective diets. The mice were tested 9 and 12 months, with those on an EVOO diet testing better and working on their spatial memory and learning abilities. Now, I'm nervous about just drinking straight oil, but that may be something I'd want to look at, where we actually, you know, just, I can't tell you guys to do that. But for those of you that have been, you know, taking coconut oil every day, you know, maybe consider swapping it to olive oil. See what happens. Alzheimer cases, unfortunately, are on the rise. They expect, right, because back in 2013, 5 million Americans had the disease. They expect by the year 2050, it's going to triple. And we'll see close to 14 million by the year 2050. Now, understandably, we've got the baby boomers. Understandably, we've got people living well into their 90s, you know, to their 100s. So that could still include some of the baby boomer population with that. But it's on the rise. And again, I'm not saying olive oil is going to be the only thing that helps stave it off. They say people knowing two languages seem to help stave off dementia. Those that don't have high cholesterol, those that don't have diabetes, those that don't abuse their brains. But it's a big fear of ours. You know, we want to live long, healthy lives. We want to, you know, be... you know, we want to be active, we want to be youthful, and, you know, we don't want to be running around outside naked because we've lost our minds. You know, nobody wants that, and it's frightening. And, you know, we don't want to be laughed at by younger people. So while you guys still have your youth, you know, and you still have your health, you know, treat your body right. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, it sounds like the Senate is about to unveil their health care bill and their version of it. Now, many say that they are rushing. I mean, we're already June, July. I don't know how much longer I would suggest they put this off if they're going to do something. And, I guess they have the 4th of July holiday, then they have 3 weeks, and they're gone for the August recess. So if they're going to get something done, they've got to get something done soon. And so they say U.S. Senate Republicans plan to unveil the text of their draft health care bill this week. The senators, of course, are struggling over issues as the future of the Medicaid program for the poor and bringing down insurance costs, being reported by Reuters. They say Republicans in the chamber have been working for weeks behind closed doors on legislation aimed at repealing and replacing obvious portions of Affordable Care Act. And the effort has been plagued from the start because there's been a lot of tensions, and not only tensions from the Democrats. Because remember, the Republicans had enough in the House to pass. We had enough in the Senate. But because moderate versus conservative Republicans have been differing. And I got to admit, I understand where the conservative Republicans are coming from. Because this bill doesn't necessarily fix the problems at hand. However, if something is going to get done before the next midterm elections, they're probably going to have to go with what the moderates want. And so, that's kind of the problem we're in. The timeline was dictated by Obama and Pelosi and Sebelius back in 2009. Right? You know, you have to get as much done as possible before the midterms. And the policies that they gave, the entitlements that were offered in the Affordable Care Act, there was no thought as to how we were going to afford them and how they were going to be maintained years from now. So the problem we have now is I believe we are being told that multiple states and counties are going to have very few options on the health exchange as multiple insurers have pulled out. Premiums, we're being told by Medica, may rise 43.5%. So premiums are skyrocketing, and Obamacare is in a death spiral. Problem is, Obamacare is not going to on its own die before the midterm elections. So either the Republicans have to hope that, people will still vote for them because they understand this is a long and tedious process, or they have to at least pass something and show they did something because that's why they were put in office. And the average person doesn't understand politics. You know, the average person said, let's just repeal and replace. And they may be right. You know, you rip off a Band-Aid. You know, sometimes, you know, you have an office staff of everybody messing up and people stealing. Sometimes you just have to fire everybody and, you know, restart from scratch. The only problem is when you do that, you have to kind of close, sometimes you have to close the office down for a few days. We can't close down healthcare. Right? And it wouldn't be just a few days. If we just say, you know what, to heck with it, let everything fail, we have too many people that need to get health care immediately, which is why, like I said, all this time we should have had clinics built, you know, and safety nets built such that if something does collapse from the health care process or health care system, at least there are some places where people could go. And true, there are a lot of doctors at the, you know, at the mercy of their heart, to say, look, I'll see you for free, you know, let me see what you need, you know. But medicines cost money, you know, staff cost money, things cost money. Right? And people can still be sued. You know, I can't tell you how many times I did things just, you know, out of the goodness of my heart, and somebody wanted to later turn it on me. I told you guys about that case where I never even turned into a case where it was after 5 o'clock and somebody is banging on the glass door. Right? And you know, my staff, I usually kind of, you know, am the last to leave. I make sure my staff get to their car safe. And there was one more staff person with me there, and this lady's like, please, please, you got to help me. I don't feel good. So I asked my staff member if she didn't mind staying late, you know, pay her extra. And she's like, absolutely, whatever you need. So we bring the lady in, and she was having some vaginal discharge, and she was having some bad itching. So we brought her into the guy table. We, took some cultures. We examined her, and I gave her a cream to use. And a day or two later, I guess the cream wasn't working. And this is somebody that has had multiple issues. And so we had also at the time made sure that she got in with a gynecologist, told her to call a gynecologist, and we reminded her, look, you know, we could get you in within a day or so of this other provider because it sounds like you've tried everything else that I could think of to prescribe. I'm not sure what's happening. And that was the last we heard from her. I believe she went to the gynecologist, and I believe she got better. About a week or two later, we get a call. No, actually not a week or two later. About a month later, we get a call from the fraud department at one of the insurance companies. And the receptionist says, "Dr. Wax, you might want to, take this call." I go, "Yeah, sure. Hi, what's going on?" And they go, "There's somebody that you billed insurance on that you never officially saw in your office." I'm like, "What? What do you mean?" "Well, there's this lady who said that, you know, you never really saw her, and you didn't even examine her. And she had a gynecological problem. And, you know, you charged her for a visit, you charged for handling vaginal specimens, but you never had her address, and you never did the exam." So I basically say to the insurance company, I go, "Let me ask you something. I'm right now looking at the lab that came back on her vaginal cultures, which came back normal. Did you ever pay the lab, which was LabCorp at the time, did you ever pay LabCorp for that data service for vaginal cultures? There was a genital culture, a vaginal culture, and a gonorrhea chlamydia." "Oh, it looks like we did process a claim." "And who was the doctor that performed those cultures?" "Oh, you know what? I'm sorry, never mind." And you see, and, you know, I'm thinking to myself, I mean, luckily all it took was a 5-minute call for me to, you know, put that to rest. But imagine the average medical professional dealing with this on an everyday basis. You know, I never had to turn anybody down, but I got to tell you, for that moment, I'm like, why the hell did I open up the door to help this lady, you know, after hours when, you know, she's going to just lie outright? I mean, what the hell was going on there? And so, you know, after a while, just doing something for free or, you know, doing something charitable can still come back to haunt you. And so you still have liabilities. And, you know, people say, "I don't understand why the doctor just won't see me for free, or why won't the doctor come to my house and visit me?" Because there could be some jerk, just like that patient, that turns around and decides to sue you for coming into their bedroom to see them because they were on bed rest at home. You know, if doctors are going to be turned around and sued or lied about, then, you know, why the hell should they take the risk? I told you about this one kid that wasn't feeling right and wasn't doing well. And I ran a blood count, and the white blood cell count was really low. And, you know, in addition to, you know, kind of assessing her for leukemia and, you know, other sorts of, you know, blood issues, I ran an HIV. And this little girl ended up being HIV positive. And, you know, I told the mom, you know, "Looks like that's what's going on. We need to get her into infectious disease. We believe the girl might have had maybe, you know," and this was a new patient to me, so she might have had a transfusion as a baby. We don't know what happened. But this was in the early 2000s. So she might have had a transfusion in the 90s. That unfortunately put her at risk. And instead of mom, you know, saying thank you, going, you know, "Wow, you're the first person that caught this. You know, hopefully we caught it early. Thank God." Instead, you know, she calls up weeks later because I guess, you know, billing department sent her a balance of the bill. I think it was like $14 or something. I forget what it was. It was smaller, but she, and throwing an absolute fit that she got a $14 bill. And, you know, and so it's just, you know, at some point medical providers can't just, you know, just keep seeing people for free. After, you got to pay for staff. You have to, you know. You have to pay for malpractice. You have to pay for FICA. You have to pay for workers' comp. You have to pay for the building. You have to pay for air conditioning. So we'll see what happens and what the senators can do. You know, see if there could be some sort of a bandage on this sinking ship of healthcare. But I'm not particularly optimistic about their plan, but at least it's something we could do in the meantime. 1-877-DOC-VELLY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.